When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed that a famous warrior of Najd, Du'sur bin Haris Muhasbi, had gathered an army to attack Medina, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with the army of 400 blessed companions, went to fight against them. When Du'sur heard that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has arrived in his city, he ran away and climbed the mountain along with his army. One of his soldiers, whose name was Habban, was arrested and embraced Islam in the blessed court of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suddenly, it rained heavily on that day. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to dry his clothes near a tree. From the top of the mountain, non-Muslims noticed that the blessed companions radiallahu anhum were busy in their activities and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alone. Therefore, they incited Du'sur to attack the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying this sentence, "May I be killed by Allah if I am unable to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He moved towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a sword in his hand and spoke, raising the sword over the head of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Now who will save you from me?" He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Merciful Allah Azza wa Jal will save me from you." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had just said these words, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam immediately landed on the earth and gave Du'sur a punch on his chest, causing the sword to fall from his hand on the ground. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam picked up the sword and then asked, "Now tell, who will save you from me?" Du'sur replied, "No one can save me from you." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mercy on his helplessness. He sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam did not only forgive his mistake, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam also returned his sword to him. Du'sur was so much impressed with the merciful manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he recited kalima and embraced Islam immediately. Subhanallah. Having returned to his people, he started preaching Islam. Tere akhlaq par qurban, tere ausaf par wari, musalma kya adu bhi tera qail ya Rasulullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you heard how good the manners of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were? Despite having absolute authority and power, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took revenge, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would respond to evil with goodness. Subhanallah. He would even treat those who were his bitter enemies so much gently that they would start loving the beautiful styles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very much become obvious that good manners are the best Madani method to win the heart of people. It is the method that is beneficial for everyone, because neither money is spent on good manners nor is there any disadvantage in it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.